tonight. All right! We're gonna have a TV party, all right! Tonight!
We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
All our friends are gonna hang out here tonight.
All right!
We'll pass out on the couch. All right!
Fearlessly playing most of a copyrighted song, it's the Raging Robot Party Cast with Ryan and Josh. I'm Josh. That's Ryan. You can't see us. Hi.
Hello. As he once again said, I'm Ryan. Hello and welcome once again to the Raging Robot Party Cast.
How you been?
I've been good. Went to a wedding this weekend. What about you?
Yeah. I worked and I cut a bunch of tree limbs down on my front lawn and did not think whether or not there was a pickup coming soon. So, all right. Whoops.
Hopefully there is, but it happens.
Yeah. So I'd like to somewhat address an elephant in the room since two episodes ago. We are uncertain if Vince McMahon is still funny or not.
Yeah.
And, there's been some allegations that have come out since, and we literally recorded that a week before. So we're just kind of like, oh, no, we don't want to take it down because it's one of our funniest episodes. But we hope that there is no truth to that. And nevertheless, rest in peace to Ashley Massaro, taken to it from us far too soon.
Yes, rest in peace. As I said, actually, in the fake wrestling stories episode we did, things happen sometimes, unfortunately, so yeah.
Yeah, and we hope that in this instance things did not happen.
Yeah.
My notes just said F Vince McMahon. on the subject of wrestling as a thing, this will, again, not be a wrestling episode. There was a big show this weekend. AEW's second pay-per-view happened. I don't know if you saw it. I also did not see it, but saw clips.
No, same as you. I saw clips. I just recently watched a review of it. Seemed like it went really well. The guy at TNT does not know how to say the word Jericho.
Really?
Yeah, I think he announced it like Chris Jericho, something like that.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
I've heard him called worse. So we got the scene with Cody smashing up Triple H's throne, which was awesome.
Didn't work quite as well because like he hits it with the sledgehammer. Smoke comes out, and then only, like, the top part falls off, and then I think it collapsed later, but...
Yeah, it's okay. It fell under the will of Cody smashing it with a hammer.
Yeah.
And pyrotechnics. I think it's funny that Cody's entire career path is in all of his theme song.
Yeah.
If you ever listen to it and just pay attention to the lyrics, it's like, huh, how much did you know about what was going to happen? In the world of video games, Death Stranding is either coming out or out right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Let me double verify that, but I think it's supposed to be out despite us knowing absolutely nothing about the game. Let's see. Death
Stranding. Yeah, I just recently finished watching through a whole entire Let's Play of Sekiro. As I told y'all before, I tried and just, I couldn't. Maybe one day I'll go back and try again, but it's a style of gameplay that, in all honesty, I already knew I couldn't do because I couldn't do it in Assassin's Creed when Assassin's Creed had that exact style of gameplay, and this is even more intense than what they did in Assassin's Creed itself. So I'm like,
Death Stranding looks to be out tomorrow.
All right. Will it be a giant walking simulator? Who knows?
We'll see. The guy from The Walking Dead's very pregnant. Or was. I can't tell.
But the baby keeps them from seeing him. It's weird.
It's absolutely insane that we know nothing about this game, and it's out tomorrow.
I'm just hoping that it will be good.
I mean, it's a Kojima game, so it's going to be at least something. I've never played a bad Kojima game, necessarily.
But we've also never seen a game where Kojima had 100% of the control, so we'll
true.
See.
Very true.
Will he David Cage it? Most likely not. I doubt that very highly, but again, we'll see.
Yeah.
It's funny you talked about mentioning the Super Best Friends. I'm just sad they're not around to see this again.
Yes, me too. I hope that one day our third friend doesn't have to say that we're no longer friends.
Yeah, hopefully.
It still makes me sad. I don't even know who that third friend would be at this point. Since the Mortal Kombat episode, I have most of those figures either in my possession or on the way, which I'm still not sure how I pulled that off. There was a lot of wheeling and dealing, so worked out. I have seen Aladdin, since that was due out sometime before the last episode we recorded, and it was fine. Will Smith was perfectly acceptable and charming as a genie. Like, he's, you know, nobody's ever going to be Robin Williams, but he did fine.
I figured he would. He has a, at least has the high energy that Robin Williams often had in his role. So I'm like, you can at least match that. I don't think you can match his improv skills, though some people would argue that that's more of a bonus than a negative.
Yeah, he was, again, perfectly charming and fun to watch, so can't ask for much more. It's a very visually compelling movie to look at.
That's good. What did you think of Guy Ritchie directing the musicals?
I did not know that going in, so when I saw that in the opening crawl, I was like, huh!
Yeah.
So, again, the main thing I took away from it is I really miss, like, high-concept adventure movies, which is kind of what the vibe reminded me of in a weird way.
Yeah.
So, maybe someday we'll see a return to that. I also watched The Lonely Island, the unauthorized Bash Brothers experience.
As did I.
recommend it if you want to get on some weird shit. Please do it.
I almost text you. So I guess spoilers for 10 seconds in. It's about Mark McGuire and Jose Canseco.
And I'm Mark.
And I'm Jose. And I'm like, do they just hate Jose Canseco for some odd reason? Or were they both from Oakland?
I know Jose Canseco was one of the first, like, maybe not necessarily the first, but he was a big time, like, I just forgot the word completely wholesale that I'm looking for. I guess disgraced, one of the first, like, disgraced baseball players that was really in the limelight.
He was the snitch, basically.
Yeah.
He snitched out the steroid scandal.
Yeah. Sway is pulling his hair out right now.
Yeah.
Because we're talking baseball and have no idea what we're talking about.
But yeah, he was one of the first ones to get disgraced from that. I think he was the one that kicked off the whole entire thing.
And then McGuire, obviously, in the 90s was juiced to the gills.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
Yeah, McGuire basically told Jose to piss off with everything that he did.
Yeah.
And they're no longer friends. So it's like, why does this exist? Like, some of the songs are good. They're catchy, but
it was entertaining as all hell to watch.
It was, but it's
It is definitely a, why did you make this?
Yeah.
It's the main takeaway from it, but I will watch pretty much anything they make. I will stalwartly defend the movie Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping until the very end. That movie was hilarious. If you haven't seen it, see it. See it twice.
Yeah, I need to. And then, so the only thing I really did this week is I got bored, so I paused X-Files for a moment. I start watching Lucifer.
Okay.
It's a good show. I don't know how comic accurate it is since I never actually read the comics of Sandman.
Yeah. I can't vouch for that either. I remember when it first came out, I was, at the time a trainer, helping to train the new hires at Esurance, and they're like, I don't know if I can watch Lucifer. I mean, it's straight up a show about the devil, and I'm like, don't worry. It's just the comic book devil. You're fine.
No, to give them credit, it's probably actually one of the most accurate depictions of the biblical devil, because it's
He doesn't traditionally
have horns. He was the prettiest of the angels, and he didn't lose that when he was kicked out of heaven.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a good-looking guy, right?
Yeah. And so it's like, it's charming, it's sexy. When I saw Jerry Bruckheimer's name, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. It's funny how just certain things can fall into your style, and this fell into your style. I know they said it's not supposed to be a cop show, but all I've seen is cop show so far, so I don't know.
Yeah. I also watched the first episode of Ingress the Animation, and that's something.
What was it, like anime or?
Yeah, Netflix, I guess Niantic paid Netflix to make an anime for Ingress, and being the GPS-based mobile game that Pokemon Go's, basically, the skeleton was made from that. And it's a fun game to play if you don't mind just wandering around places endlessly. And I once called it, it's basically just a dog's peeing simulator, because it's like, hey, you just took over my portal. You peed on that? all right, let me go back and pee on that instead. So it's just that forever.
Weren't there reports in Europe, though, of like people like physically building barriers to keep people from getting through their portals?
Yes, that has been a thing. And it's fun. I like anything that's got a high cyberpunk aesthetic to it, and that certainly does. Watched the first episode, and it's very pretty to look at. It looks expensive. Going into it, I'm like, cool, I hope to find out more game lore. And leaving it, I'm like, I'm still not sure who's good and who's bad in the story of Ingress. Because it's like, the Enlightened are like, they want to harness all this XM power, and I assume that's bad. And the Resistance is like, no, don't harness the XM power, because it'll ruin humanity. And I'm like, I don't know. I assume Resistance is good. So check that out if you just want to stare at pretty colors for a while, or if you play Ingress, I'll probably check out the rest of it.
Yeah. Has there been anything that actually portrayed Resistance as evil?
The current presidential regime?
Yeah, kind of, but sci-fi-wise and things like that.
I can't think of anything in literature or entertainment or anything.
Yeah.
Just our unfortunate real world. Yeah, please save us, other countries. We're in hell.
Well, a lot of other countries, especially since it seems like they're going to get their own Trump in England pretty soon. But
Oh, no.
I was reading an article saying that Boris Johnson may become the next prime minister. It's like, who's Boris Johnson? Trump. He's literally just Trump.
Oh, but no. We have friends who married to military guy and moved to England. And I'm like, cool, you guys get to miss all this Trump nonsense. And that disheartens me that first the Brexit thing and now all this.
Yeah.
So, whew. Life's a nightmare. Anyway.
It is. Anyway, so today's episode is going to be a bit interesting. To explain it, Josh has basically decided to humor me for today's episode because I have a really weird, unexplained love for the upcoming trailers of the 2019-2020 fall television season. And I don't know, like, why I got this or where it comes from, but I love watching them and trying to figure out whether or not these shows are going to make it, what they're about, what the themes are of the year.
Yeah, I see the appeal. That was funny, like, most of the time when we plan the shows, it's like, we either have the master list of things that we know things about that we can go off of, or we just have something on our mind and we pick from that. But that's the first thing Ryan just hit me with, like, hey, you want to do this? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. he's been left out of it for probably the past 3 or 4 years. My other group of friends that I talk to have been being sent, like, trailer after trailer after trailer of me going, look at this show. This one seems cool. Look at this show. This one seems stupid. This show seems bad. And, like, I figured I'll let y'all rest this year, and then I guess send y'all a whole podcast about it.
Yeah. I always used to do that, at least just with Fox's lineup, because it's usually pretty easy to tell what's going to be too expensive for them to keep airing.
Yeah.
Although sometimes I get surprised, because 9-1-1's still on the air. So, we'll see. 9-1-1's a pretty decent show. Destiny, my wife, watches it, and I'm like, oh, this is okay, whenever I check in.
Is 9-1-1 part of the Dick
Wolf No, universe? It's the guys who do American Horror Story, and I think came from Glee.
Yeah.
The Ryan Falchuk and whoever else.
Yeah, but
there's noise. It's because I'm moving my mic. I think it did it okay. Just realized I've been sitting at it at a weird angle.
Yeah, so we decided to look at... So we're going to cover... I think there's a few other shows that were announced that don't have trailers, so to say it, we're covering the shows that have trailers out right now, and we're covering the primetime networks.
Yeah.
So NBC, ABC... Fox, CBS, and somehow it managed to claw its way to the top to be considered this. Every single time I see a list, so I'm considering this a prime time. The CW is also considered prime time.
I mean, they've been doing their own thing for a good while, and people watch it, so.
Yeah.
So, my list starts with CBS. I don't know if yours is in the same order. I assume so. But could be wrong.
I mean, I start NBC, but yeah, we can start
with CBS. Okay, we can start with NBC. Let me scroll down to that. Okay.
Because I was going with the shortest, so... NBC, it only has 3 shows coming up this year.
Yep.
They all look good. To start with the first one, we'll start with Sunnyside. So, Cal Penn, Harold Kumar, is, I guess, an immigration lawyer or an immigration teacher.
If I'm not mistaken, Cal Penn is the one who dies on House, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is teaching another group of immigrants how to pass the immigration test. You have a young kid that's always, like, essentially a dreamer stand-in.
Mm-hmm.
You have a Hispanic lady that works 10 jobs. You have two kids that I guess are supposed to be jokes about North Korea.
Oh, the rich kids.
Yeah, the rich kids.
Mm, they could really be anything.
They could.
I went with Chinese because Chinese rich immigrant kids are usually a thing on college campuses, but
yeah.
I could be wrong.
It's just they're betrayed as... Their parent is portrayed as super evil, so I'm like, I guess it yeah, could be Chinese, too. But, and, a man from the Eastern Bloc that doesn't know how to properly speak English. The show seems good. It definitely seems like one of the things I noticed about the ABC shows, or the NBC shows, forgive me, and this one in particular, is... They have two separate shows that seem like it's going to be entirely based off cast chemistry and how much heart they can bring to the show.
Yeah, I liked what I saw, that it looked decently funny. It seems like it may rely on stereotypes, but it may present them in more or less, like, in the instance of the character as a positive light rather than negative. So I'm like, okay, we'll see. But it looked like it might be funny.
Yes, that's the other one I forget. It's the Middle Eastern cab driver.
Yeah.
Who was, of course, an ex-surgeon where he lived. But,
if it can, like, successfully subvert tropes like that, it will probably stand on its own as a pretty good show.
Yeah, like I said, it definitely looks good. As I said, this one's going to stand on if it can subvert the tropes and cast chemistry and how much heart they can bring, because I don't see anything else to the show but that.
Yeah. I just have This Is Us continues to exist.
For 3 more years, they announced. But I'm like, that's not really a trailer as much as it is an announcement, and I don't really watch This Is Us.
Yeah, I don't either. I like that What's-His-Face from Heroes is in it.
Yeah.
Let's see. I got for Bluff City Law that NBC must have something in their, like, writer that they have to have shows about lawyers all the time.
Yes. Bluff City Law, it's a new one, Jimmy Smits and Caitlin McGee, a young, angsty lawyer trying to fight against the big evil corporations, though it seems like she may come from the big evil corporations or something like that, who's working alongside her dad, but this time it seems like they're trying to make them get along, which is at least a semi-subvert of the trope instead of them being against each other, which is what normally it is.
Yeah,
and I guess
it's an NBC lawyer show.
It is, and
lawyer's got a lawyer.
I read that it's specifically dealing with civil rights cases.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see if this starts getting any blackouts or anything for being too liberal, because the very first thing seems like an immigration family, and I'm like, I doubt we will, but something tells me I may end up seeing this one pop up in one or two whiny fanboys or whiny people on the internet whine.
Well. Dude, just don't go on Stormfront anymore.
Well,
it's kind of Ryan does not go on Stormfront for the record.
No, I don't. I don't even know what that is.
Stormfront is a basically a white power thing.
Ah.
It's like where they go online. They may not even exist anymore, but that used to be where they would congregate. So,
okay.
Yeah, they probably have like some kind of weird subreddit. I think it's called the Donald now.
Yeah, it's things like that happen because what was it? Red Pill. I had no idea what that was until
someone asked me. And all that.
Yeah, someone BS. Asked, what should I name my tap? And I said Red Pill, Blue Pill, and she explained it to me. I'm like, oh, well, that sucks that got ruined.
It's like, ooh, don't do that, no. Yeah.
Sorry, I was unaware. But yeah, lawyer's gonna lawyer, angsty lawyer. They get locked up for being too angsty in the courtroom. We're gonna see how it goes. The other one in there is Perfect Harmony with... Anna Camp and Bradley Whitford.
Yeah.
Bradley Whitford is in one of my favorite underrated comedies of all time. And Anna Camp. So this is a musical. Anna Camp. I think most a lot of people know her from Pitch Perfect. And this seems to be her playing off her Pitch Perfect back roots.
Yeah, I watched that and I was just like, this show's a no from me, dog, but it might be fine.
If you've never watched it, I highly suggest that maybe one day we'll do an episode about it. The Good Guys?
Ooh, it is only that made the... It... Hold on.
Bradley Whitford and Colin Hanks.
I'm thinking about the Ryan Gosling movie.
Yes. The other guys, I believe, is the Ryan Gosling movie.
There's too many movies that have the word
no, that's,
something in
guys. Yeah, I was about to say, that's the Mark Wahlberg movie.
Mark Wahlberg and The Rock, I think, is in it.
Will Ferrell. But
Will Ferrell, you're right.
I think The Rock was in the beginning. But what you are thinking of is... Hold on. The Nice Guys.
Yes, okay.
So The Good Guys, Bradley Whitford, Colin Hanks. It's Bradley Whitford plays the 70s cop to Colin Hanks' straight man. And if you've never seen it, it has some of the greatest comedic setups and writings you'll ever see.
Okay. I would totally watch that, actually. That sounds pretty good.
Check it out. Yeah, a lot of people, like, it plays into the tropes. It's like it's making fun of the tropes it's playing into. That's why it has the tropes in there. But no, beside the point, a struggling church choir... Bradley Whitford shows up after going on a bender that may have ended with him trying to swallow pills.
Excuse me.
And he got fired from, what do they say, one of the colleges, Kearney?
I don't remember.
I can't remember which one. But he was an ex-music director, and now he's going to try and teach this small-town choir how to sing correctly.
All right.
Spoiler. They win the competition because that's actually in the trailer because I guess they don't care that much about the show.
Yeah, that does seem a little weird, but maybe it's not as important as it seems.
Yeah, like I said, this is the second one of their shows that are going to rely heavily on cast chemistry to carry this through. Heavily between Bradley Whitford and, as I said, Anna Camp. How they're going to play off each other, and a few others, her ex-husband, and things like that. But, to move it on, do you have ABC?
Let me get to it. ABC begins with Mixed-ish?
Yes.
Okay. My notes for Mixed-ish is all the Ish shows are pretty fun to watch. I do like Black-ish. It's got some pretty good episodes, so this looks to be... no different. If you like those shows, you'll almost certainly like this show.
Yeah, that's my thing is, I like Gary Cole. He's in this show.
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't know what else there is much to say, because unfortunately, I don't watch any of the Ish shows, either Black-ish or Young-ish. It also is another one that's them growing up in the 80s that ABC seems to like nowadays.
Oh, it's another one of those. Okay.
Well, she's in 85, and they show, like, Madonna, so I'm like, or one of the little girls dressing like Madonna, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see how much that comes into it. I doubt it.
Crossover with the Goldbergs.
I doubt it, since the Goldbergs are getting older.
Oh, no.
But no.
Time has ravaged them. I've got Emergence as, this looks like a cross between the X-Files episode Conduit. And the game Ingress? Question mark.
Yeah. Emergency, one of the very... So one of the things that's seen passed off this year is not a lot of sci-fis. I guess people just aren't that interested in them.
We already live in a weird dystopian society.
Yeah.
So we're there.
So Emergency, much like Manifest, which I thought was canceled, but it's still showing another episode on IMDb, so I don't know. It's another sci-fi... It's another sci-fi mystery show.
Yeah.
That's trying to be another sci-fi mystery show. So we'll see how this one goes. I guess Passages is still going, though. Besides that, I can't really think of any other super sci-fi mystery shows of people coming from the future to the past or anything like that that have managed to make it.
The Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Well, that's basically the next movie, so laugh all you want, but they're there.
Yep. Stumptown looked awesome.
Stumptown, a book turned into a comic, now television show. It looks awesome. the question being if Colby Smulders can get away from How I Met Your Mother enough to be able to play the...
She's just Maria Hill to me now.
Yeah. Well, even, like, get away for a little bit from Maria Hill to be able to play the ex-military, I believe. PI, tough as nails.
So Maria Hill, yeah. She's good.
It looks good. We'll see what the writing does for this one. Because this one feels more like it's going to be based off the writing of the show than the characters. And, like I said, I hate to say it one more time, but can she get over How I Met Your Mother or not?
To be determined.
Yes.
I think we're at a decent enough break in our shows to go to the Shill Zone. I'm going to queue up the Shill Zone right now.
Everybody's gonna pay.
Welcome to the Shill Zone. This is the part of the show where we let you know what we got available. And what we have available right now is the same stuff we had last week. We still have the shop on redbubble.com, redbubble/r-r-partycast. You can get the stickers, the shirts, the cups, anything that you might want to slap our logo on. It's there. We've also got our Patreon still, which is patreon.com/RagingRobotPartyCast. Our stickers are still out there. We've already got one to our one Patreon subscriber. We're about to mail off the other one. We'll give a shout out to them later in the episode. That actually completes the Shill Zone. Continuing the show.
Yes. So, what do you have next?
You want to do CBS or Fox?
We can do... Let's go with Fox.
All right. Let me get there. Oh, I'm already there. MasterChef is still on the air.
Yep, it is still a thing, as is the new game show that they're hosting.
Yeah. Whoever thought a concept about spinning a wheel would make a great game show?
With... I guess Dax Shepard or whoever created it, but...
Dax Shepard, fellow podcaster who's got way more subscribers than we us. Do.
Yeah.
Yeah, MasterChef, I'm sure it's still great. I do watch the celebrity version of it, because my girl Snooki and JWoww were on there. shout out to them. Sponsor us.
Didn't JWoww show up at AEW?
Maybe. I know that she was in a... No, she wasn't. I know Angelina was in a TNA, a.k.a. Impact Wrestling match ages ago.
Well, I mean, Snooki obviously had the WrestleMania moment.
Yes, but... she did. Which I missed completely.
Yeah, because you started to the bathroom.
Yeah, quick match. Spin the wheel. I can see that going two seasons, no more.
Yeah.
It looks like it's probably cheap to make, which Fox will love. Don't know if people will watch it, so.
I doubt it. All right, so we'll start with the quickest one of all of them. Bless This Heart. The new animated one to try and stand up with Bob's Burgers, Simpsons, and Family Guy. It has a lot of voice talent behind it. It has Lord and Miller producing it. It has an ex-SNL writer, Jane Spivey, who also wrote for Last Man on Earth and a few other like really good comedies. So I'm like, there's talent to this. We'll see. Like, this, I'm getting Bordertown vibes off of this, and Bordertown didn't make it past like three episodes, I don't think.
Yeah, that animation style looks bad.
It does.
It straight up looks like Bitmoji or Snapchat characters. Again, it's got decent names behind it, so we'll see. Maybe it can be better than it looks. I mean, you know, you would maybe take a look at The Simpsons at first glance or even Bob's Burgers and be like, these characters are ugly, but then you watch the show and it's great, so...
Yeah. We're going to see. Hopefully I can stick to it. Because it also seems like it's a slight parody of almost American Dad-ish, too. But
yeah. American Dad's great. I'm glad it's still existing on TBS, at least.
Yeah. And so the next one I have on here is Outmatched.
My notes for Outmatched just say, no.
And so the Big Bang Theory ended this year. Oh, no.
Whatever will we do.
Yeah. But, and so, this is Fox trying to pick up the mantle of Big Bang Theory.
I didn't even pick that up.
Young Sheldon. Well, it's Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon put together.
But I can see it.
Jason Biggs and Maggie Lawson. They have three genius kids, and they have Jaden and Jaden Smith also. And so it's just them trying to raise their three genius kids, and sitcom shenanigans happen. Oh, this young one has what a friend that's too old.
Yeah, I just this didn't look like it was for me. So
yeah, no,
I checked out early.
I feel bad. If USA didn't mess around so much, then in all honesty, Maggie Lawson probably could be making more Psych beyond the second Psych movie.
I'm still waiting for Mr. Robot, the last season. It's soon, I hope.
Yeah. But, yeah, they just waited too long and everyone got their own shows.
Yeah.
But, again, it's another one that's going to see how charming these kids can be, because if they're not charming, this show's got nothing.
Yep.
After that, Next, which I believe is technically a Fox miniseries.
This might turn on a certain thing in your house.
I muted it. Okay. And so we have artificial intelligence versus an evil Alexa.
Yeah, I'm kind of here for it. It looks kind of trash, but has enough cyberpunk nonsense on it to make me think this might be worth watching. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will. It has enough cyberpunk. Again, this is one being kept very close to the chest, it looks like, so there's not much to go off on this trailer.
This is a mini-series, right?
Yeah, I think it's a mini-series, okay. But so was Heroes. And as far as I'm concerned, it still is. There's no second seasons of Heroes. It ends with season one. Him and his brother flying to the sky and sacrificing
themselves. I saw that thing the whole way through, and I still agree.
It ends at season one, because I haven't. Not just me. So, Brittany Snow, the other Pitch Perfect alumni, who seems to be running in the opposite direction. This is based off an actual 2020 story that happened.
Yep, we watched it not too long ago, because I'm old.
A fertility clinic doctor uses his own sperm to impregnate the women because he doesn't have any other ones at work.
It's real icky. And the ickiest part was that was apparently not a crime at the moment in time that it happened.
Yeah.
I believe it almost certainly is now, but it had to have happened for that to have been written, so eesh.
He gives it better because at least looks better than that Vince Vaughn comedy that was about this.
Oh, yeah.
But
I never thought about that as a comedic version of that story.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up.
It is. They do that a lot. What was the pizza delivery boy that got blew up?
Oh, 20 minutes or less or something?
Yeah. The family was angry because that's a real life tragedy that they made.
Actually happens.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it looks good. I'm always a Timothy Oliphant fan since Leverage. Brittany Snow looks good. It's another one that it's like, we're going to see the chemistry you have with your sister and brother. I think there's one more. I think it's two sisters and a brother in there or something. And we're going to see how this drama plays out. Next one up being Deputy.
Yeah, so Deputy. I thought this show already existed and was called Justified.
And to me, it was called Longmire. But
both seem to be right.
Yeah, we're both right. A tough as nails, no nonsense cowboy cop finds himself being thrusted into the ability of being the head sheriff of LA County.
I mean, I'm sure it may end up being fine. It just already looks like two TV shows that already existed and were great, so I'm not so sure it'll last.
Yeah.
People might be tired of sheriffs roving around and older Broncos or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, older Broncos, and in today's world, cops aren't exactly the favorite thing, so seeing an old white sheriff.
ACAB.
Yeah. That's not exactly the best thing that I don't think for people.
I did not talk to you, Siri. I did not say, hey, Siri, ABC, yeah. Even though it is kind of on.
At least it's close, but
kind of what we're talking about.
Mark Moses is the name of the sheriff in that one.
What's next? I got Prodigal Son or Filthy Rich.
Let's go with Filthy Rich. Kim Cattrall continues to be Samantha.
Yeah. No, I didn't even catch that was her, so she is in that role.
She is. So this kind of feels like, since Disney bought out Fox, it feels like they're taking shots at the normal Fox viewer, almost.
Yeah, maybe.
And so we have the pastor of a megachurch dies in a plane full of cocaine and hookers.
Which is completely on brand for anyone involved with a megachurch.
Yeah, probably. And then it turns out that, oh, he had 3 illegitimate children.
Also.
Yeah, pretty on brand for a megachurch. And the illegitimate daughter seems to fight back against the mother, who, in all honesty, the mother, the wife of the megachurch pastor, like, seems to be the head of the family. She wore the pants. The megachurch pastor was just kind of out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't exactly start with the greatest thing, because for someone that supposedly did it for as long as she did, for her to just come in and, you know, it's in the trailer, so be like, here's $1 million. And the daughter rightfully replies, you're worth $3 billion. You're only trying to give me $1 million. It's like, truth be told, you probably could have stepped out with like $200 million for each of them. Yeah. And they would have, the show wouldn't exist. It's really weird that you didn't do that.
Yeah. Anything that's an attempted takedown of televangelists and megachurches, I'm here for, because they're generally pretty corrupt. So good on you.
Yeah. And the last one, the show I'm definitely most interested in, Prodigal Son.
So this is the one where the son of the serial killer guy is now a profiler, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to make sure I didn't mix that up with a different show.
No, I believe Michael Sheen is a serial killer.
Yeah.
And I believe Tom Payne is the son. I'm sorry, it wasn't exactly the most clear thing on IMDb when I was looking. But it looks really good. Michael Sheen seems like he's going to play a really good one. I'm definitely liking the I made you into my masterpiece playing off the father. He definitely feels like he's going to be creepy enough.
Yeah. It looks good. It looks like a very, like, well-handled dramatic series that I don't even know what to call that. Is that, like, considered a serial at that point? Serial killer serial?
A serial. It's a serial crime drama. I mean, it's definitely a mix of,
I don't know if it would necessarily be a procedural.
Mindhunter, Criminal Minds in there.
Yeah.
Criminal Minds tried this, actually, for a season, and just she left. Huh. So, but we'll see.
I've got one more for Fox, which is 90210 is back for some reason.
I dared to watch 90210, but yeah, it's back. So I'm like, cool.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
I guess. I was real young at that moment in time, so I also did not watch it.
Yeah. I asked my mom if she watched it at all. She said no, so I'm like, cool, that's basically all my resources I have for 90210. I guess that's the theme that they're playing over everything?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That much I know for sure.
Yeah.
So we are to either CBS or CW.
I guess let's get CW out of the way. This is the quickest. CW had 3 shows. We'll start with the one that's kind of their biggest one, the one they're pushing hardest right now, I believe, which is Batwoman.
Yes. I love Batwoman. I hope this show is good. I hope it exceeds or is as good as. That's a joke only for Ryan. I hope it exceeds or is as good as Arrow, The Flash, and Supergirl.
And Legends of Tomorrow.
That too. No. I forget that exists.
Yeah, most people do. It looks good. As I was pointing out to him, I haven't seen too much hatred online of it yet.
Costume looks great.
It does.
That's what Batwoman looks like.
It does. The only reason I never really read the comics is I'm just never a fan of that flowy art style that they had.
There is a real good miniseries where she investigates La Llorona. I may have said that way bad. But, yeah, it was a cool one.
But it looks good. The trailer has 2 lines in it that I'm sure once people, it gets out there more and more, are going to trigger the crap out of people.
Okay.
Which is, I tell Josh this, the bat suit's perfect. It will be once it fits a woman. And then,
I'm fine with that.
I'm fine with that line. I'm fine, just to get it out there and say this, I'm fine with both of these lines. I think they're good lines. I have no issues with them whatsoever. But I know whiny fanboys, because on my meme app I have, there's so many whiny fanboys. I'm like, this is going to trigger the crap out of y'all. I know this. And the second line being, I'm not going to let a man take credit for a woman's job. And I'm like, you just had to put that one in there, didn't you? Yeah.
You think Renee Montoya will be on this?
We'll see, but...
That'd be cool.
Yeah, Ruby Rose playing the lead role here. She was a bit of a controversial casting. She first popped up in the crossover events.
Okay, so yeah, that is right. I forgot that she had already been brought in.
Yeah. Though this is going all the way back to her origin story, because she seemed pretty well established in the crossover events.
Yeah. It's funny that the... For whatever reason, Batsuit there looked better than the Batsuit that was in the last part of Gotham.
It did. Though, Gotham's weird.
I loved it at the very end, but I need to state that I watched season one, and then it occurred to me that this show is ending, so I should watch the last season. So there's chunks of context that I'm missing.
He watched Game of Thrones that way. He's like, I watched season one, I watched season eight, that's all I ever needed. And I'm like... Sure. But, yeah, it looks good. Kind of. I'm very slightly kind of getting a Birds of Prey thing off of this. Not really, but...
Yeah, well, you know, it wouldn't be the second thing that no Birds of Prey are in that is a Birds of Prey thing. Well, I guess the movie has the characters. They're just led by the wrong person. Yeah. But yeah, I hope that it's certainly better than the Birds of Prey WB series from back in the day, which ended with a fight between Barbara Gordon, who can walk now, because, sure.
And, at least it's comic book accurate.
And Harley Quinn, who doesn't look like Harley Quinn, but they're fighting and tattoos all the things she said is playing, because it's 2001, baby.
Yeah.
It may have been 2002.
Well, as I said, at least it was comic book accurate. How does Barbara Gordon get healed? Magic surgery.
Pretty much.
And then Nancy Drew is the next one.
Yeah, this looked a lot better than I thought it was going to look.
They're continuing their whole...
spooky thing.
Well, spooky kid series is now turned into a spooky adult series.
Yeah.
From Archie. Now they have Nancy Drew.
Because you're grown now.
Yeah.
You're ready for the sexy, spooky action, because you're an adult, and this is getting creepy.
Kennedy McMahon steps into the role of Nancy Drew, though it does seem like this is going to be the Arrow thing of a team of people being led by one person.
Who?
Yeah, I was about to say, I guess someone was a really big fan of that missing child storyline, because there you go.
I thought we fired him.
But, like I said, it looks good. It seems like it may be one mystery throughout the first season. Slight sci-fi elements, though I doubt those are actually in there.
Yeah, we'll see, but it looks like it's pretty decent. And then we got Katie Keene, and I was not even able to take notes on that, because I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like, I think we see 10 seconds of them lined up, so I'm guessing, I was about to ask, I don't even have the name. I'm guessing Katie Keene's a dance show, and I kept expecting them to get a more trailer, and I checked, like, almost every single day, like, please give us some more information. But yeah, it seems like Katie Keene's going to be a dance show with, forgive me, it had a big lead actress for it, but I can't quite remember who it was.
Let's see. We are looking it up. Katie Keene is some kind of comic book character, apparently. Huh. So she's in the Archieverse.
Okay. Then maybe this is a spinoff of Archie.
Maybe.
Or Riverdale, forgive me.
I'm pulling it up right now. Katie Keene is an upcoming American musical comedy drama television series. We don't need to say who it's developed by. It is a spinoff of Riverdale.
Okay.
And...
which most likely explains why it's such a short trailer.
Lucy Hale stars as Katie
Keene. Yeah, I'm about to say. I remember it being a bigger star. So Lucy Hale, the trailer's nothing. Neither one of us have watched Riverdale. That won't lie, just doesn't interest me.
I'm told I should because it looks buck wild.
Yeah. But
never done it, but I may. It's all on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, I know. Inappropriate relationship between teacher and student, but besides that, nothing.
Why does that trope always haunt us?
Yes, I know. We were talking about the X-Files and how that was, one of the worst tropes that are used in the X-Files, I think. I feel bad because it's the one and only thing that, what's her name, has ever directed from the X-Files.
Gillian Anderson?
Yeah.
Huh.
She directed that episode, and I'm like, you seem like you were cool, but just, I hate that stupid trope.
Yeah, it's real icky. So we're at the CBS. This is where I seem to have the most notes.
Me too.
So, CBS, the network I watch the least, which has the most notes for some reason on these upcoming shows. All Rise looks like a decent procedural. Procedurals usually are not my thing unless there's aliens involved, but this looks perfectly fine, and I like the diversity thing going on with, oh, we got a tough black judge.
And I feel like that. It looks cool. It also looks like the least legally accurate show I've ever seen, because I'm like, all right, procedurals have a tendency to bend the rules a lot.
Yeah, it looks like they're playing a little bit for comedy.
If you want to have some fun, look up Legal Eagle. He has a fantastic YouTube channel that he's a lawyer that breaks different things down, and he also breaks down, he'll go over legal shows. And so he always talks about one of the biggest tropes that he's ever seen is you're not supposed to step out from behind the table in a legal show. You can't walk around in the middle like they do in all legal shows because it's easier to shoot someone moving than standing behind a table the whole entire time.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd also just basically be C-SPAN if they didn't.
Yeah, and so there's a reason they do that, but yeah.
Yeah, it looks good.
It definitely looks good.
If that's your thing, it looks perfectly fine.
Yeah.
I'm not a big legal procedural thing, but I like what it's trying to do, so good on you, All Rise. Hope your show's great and lasts 10 seasons.
Yeah. We'll go the quickest one, I think, for us. FBI Most Wanted, purely because neither one of us watch FBI.
Yeah, I thought this was already on, and I did not realize it was apparently a spinoff, you said.
Yeah, it's FBI. It's Dick Wolf. So this is them trying to create their own Dick Wolf universe.
It's also his porn name.
It is. I'm familiar. Dick Wolf is Mr. Law and Order.
Yeah. He does all of those, and I think he has a cool like title card identifier thing for his company.
He does, and then he also has...
I'm trying to visualize it, but I can only think of the Stephen Cannell one.
He hasn't... he's over the PD, the Chicago series too right
yeah,
now. So
yeah.
Chicago Med, Chicago PD, Chicago Fire. So this is them trying to do their own version of that. I watched the first episode of FBI. It was good, if not a bit heavy-handed.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool, but at the exact same time, oh, what's the first episode? Of course it's a racist old guy that pretends to not be a racist old guy that gets taken down by a Latino cop and a Middle Eastern. I'm like, okay, guys.
I like everything about that, personally.
No, it was really good, but I'm like, eh, I like that, but yeah, this is a bit middle. A little bit heavy-handed here.
I mean, I get it, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what? More of that on TV right now.
Yeah.
So for the show Evil, my entire series of notes is Luke Cage in Helsing.
Yeah, Evil looks interesting. It's the very first, well, not the very first, CBS has had other horror stuff, but this seems like one of the first pure horror shows I think they've ever actually done. Did they have, The Crypt? Was that them or no?
Tales from the Crypt?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I think that was just a syndicated show.
Yeah, I think Tales from the Crypt was syndicated, but obviously the introduction to horror for a lot of people was Twilight Zone, and that was them.
Yes, for sure.
So, but this is a pure horror, it almost looks like. Because of the creators of it, I'm curious if we're going to get into more legal aspects, only because the King's names are created. And the Kings are the people that did The Good Wife and now The Good Fight for CBS All Access, both of which are extreme legal shows, so we will see what this is about. And we're back a little bit. Yes, we are.
All right. So on Evil, glad to see Mike Coulter still appearing in things.
Yeah, it is. Again, we'll see how it goes, if it's more legal than we think. But besides that...
My next notes are for Bob Hart's Abishola.
So, the Mike and Molly, Billy Gardell, and... I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce the name.
We will not try.
Yeah.
Just out of respect.
Yeah, out of respect, I'm not going to try. I 100% apologize. Y'all can IMDb it and look it up. But it's one of their sitcoms. It seems good. It seems good, but at the exact same time, there's also a part of this that seems unimaginably creepy. And I get... What's the stalker series on Netflix right now?
Oh, I don't know if I'm familiar with it.
But,
yeah, I just looked at her name as well, and I do not know if I'd be able to pull that off either.
You on Netflix.
That's right. Okay. I do remember people talking about that.
It seems like half comedy, half Mike and Molly, which is what he was on before, half You. And I'm like, we're going to see how this goes. I'm going to hope that in the show that it's not nearly as creepy as he's coming off.
It's a Chuck Lorre show, so it's going to be missing a lot of societal cues. But it seems kind of saccharine, but it has potential to be something. And I can't tell if it's supposed to be a romantic show or not, but I hope that it is, just for the sake of normalizing interracial relationships, because I think that's great. It's beautiful. I'm in one. But to be determined, because it's not made clear in the trailer at all.
Yeah, but so this is the one that is the heaviest of, I really need to see the pilot for the show to figure it out.
Yeah, they kind of frame it real weird.
They do.
I've got The Unicorn as having potential, looking expensive, and it's my pick to be canceled.
Most likely. Walter Goggins trying to break away from always being the villain, I believe.
Yeah.
Because, man, does that man look like a villain.
He does.
He does. And just, he is playing a single father this time, though.
Yeah, and all the ladies want him.
He is a unicorn. All the ladies want, a loving dad.
This was not my definition of the unicorn.
No. And that's what caught me off guard, is I'm trying to figure out, like, is this going to be a show? Is this going to be like a gay show or something else like that? But no, it's the unicorn.
Yeah, I've always known the unicorn from pop culture to be the person who's down for a threesome, no strings attached.
Ah, but yeah.
So, it's not about that, seemingly. I was like, ooh, this is racy for CBS. And then I saw the trailer and I'm like, oh.
No, it's really, yeah, like I said, it's really weird looking, good looking. It looks weird. I like a lot of the cast that is around him. They seem talented and funny. It is another one of the things that's going to be like, all right, this is going to rely entirely on Walter Goggins and his kids to see how much heart they bring.
Yeah. There's a show, Carol's Second Act, which further proves that we will never, ever, ever escape shows being set in hospitals.
No. Patricia Heaton trying to no longer be everyone's mom, because I guess she's kind of everyone's mom, I guess, from the 90s now.
Yeah.
Or the early 2000s. When was Raymond?
Ooh. I would say mid-90s to 2000s is when that run.
Everyone loves Raymond, then into the middle, and so now she is working in a hospital. Where she is still playing, essentially, a mother, but she is playing a medical intern at the exact same time.
Yeah, it's an interesting premise for her. I kind of like that, you know, she's a medical intern, and she's, like, not a traditionally, like, young upstart medical intern, so that could be good.
It definitely has potential. I think Grey's Anatomy did this with a season 2, but...
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it has potential. Kyle MacLachlan's also in this one.
Yeah, every time I see Grey's Anatomy, I'm just like, why are people still working at this hospital?
Another YouTube channel, Dr. Mike, if you want to check him out. He does medical shows, the exact same thing I was saying, like Legal Eagle for accuracy. Okay. And I was laughing at every single time he watches medical shows. So he's like, why are they having sex at the hospital? Where are these hospitals where people keep having sex at them?
Like, that hospital's had, like, a shooter in it, some crazy stalkers, I think several natural disasters.
It's kind of reminds me a lot of Arrow, where it's like, why would you live in Star City after a while?
Pretty much. I've come to the show broke, which I have to say, all right, Jaime Camel is in this, a.k.a. Rogelio de la Vega in Jane the Virgin. He's fantastic, and I hope that this show lasts because I want something else that has him in it.
It definitely is, but they put the big name on Pauline Peretti, who was formerly NCIS, Miss Abby Shudo. This is basically your award, much like Bull was for Michael Weatherly, of you stayed on this show that should have been canceled. Here's your own show for it, because you basically can do whatever for us.
I was like, is this a Two Broke Girls spinoff? And then I was like, oh, thank God it's not.
No, it did almost look like it, but Natasha Leggero also brings some star power to this. Jaime Camille, as you said, it definitely looks charming. Definitely, it's going to be interesting for Pauline Peretti. We're going to see, a lot of actual acting out of her, because she never really did a lot of acting on NCIS. She kind of just stood behind the keyboard and was goth.
Pretty much.
And that's really all she ever did on NCIS. And it's like, even the bigger hot button issues, she was still just acting like, oh, my old grandpa tried to murder me. Oh, no.
Yeah, things like that. All I remember, I never extensively watched NCIS, but that description checks out.
It does. And so I'm definitely excited to see what she can do, to see if she can carry this. We'll see how Natasha Leggero goes for a little bit. I think her shtick can only go for so long, but...
Yeah, well, I will actually watch that.
Yeah.
So far, that was one of my big picks for this, because, you know, I love that actor, so I hope that he carries it, kind of like he chewed the scenery and stole every scene in Jane the Virgin.
And yeah, that's the thing, is he looks like the most charming thing, and seems like he's going to be stealing scenery in this, too, so...
He's fantastic. Tommy looks like another old people CBS show.
Yeah, Tommy's another one, much like Madam Secretary, that it's the tough-as-nails female that is getting it done this time instead of, well, it's funny, we were talking about Deputy. Instead of Deputy, this time it's the first female police chief of L.A.
Yeah, and that's a great concept, and I hope that it goes well for that, but it, again, just looks like another old people CBS show.
It does. It's definitely one that you can throw on at night.
Yeah, it's like a good wind down for bed show.
Yeah, there's a bit in Family Guy where they talk about how Jag went on for too long and it shows him standing there. And then I forget who's supposed to be. I think it's supposed to be Captain Bell character breaks and just turns and, who's still watching this? And I forget the other character just turns. Well, we're not really watched as much as old people put us on because their family doesn't visit enough.
Yeah.
And he just said, you still doing okay? You're doing your nap going okay? Well, we're still here doing our thing. And it's one of those shows. Eddie Falco seems like she's going to have to carry it. She has an interracial daughter in this one, because interracial seems to be a big theme throughout this year of television series.
As well it should be.
It should be,
especially given where we are. Stop regressing.
Yes. But...
be progressive, damn it. I think that's everything.
Yeah, I believe that's pretty much everything.
I do have an order of business, which is we got one of our first official written reviews of the show. And fortunately, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It comes from a show called Without Definite Aim, hosted by Drew and Vinny. And the concept of their show is they have a random subject generator, and they do three of them, and they just do their best to talk about whatever comes up. And it's actually really funny, and it's a good listen. They sent us the following review, and my old eyes cannot read this. Hold on. Never gets old to hear some great back and forth between hosts and chemistry to boot. It's also... never gets old to hear people obviously talking about things they love and sharing their opinions with the world. Thank you, dudes, and I hope to look forward to the evolution of your Raging Robot Party. A++. 5 stars, it's great. I believe that is on Apple's native site thingy.
Yes, once again, thank you for that.
Yes, very much thank you. I similarly reviewed their show because I listened to the first couple episodes, and it was actually really funny. I like that a whole lot. That's just a fantastic idea that I kind of wish we had.
Yeah.
Because it's real easy to just always have something based on that. So that's cool, and it's really funny. Last order of business is our patrons, and I hope I hit the right cue.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we have two whole Patreon subscribers now, because we're moving on up.
Yep.
Slowly but surely. We have now Claire LeVay, who is a fantastically interesting person, friend of mine, who has opted to, for some reason, pay us money to continue to run this show.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Claire.
And still executive produced by Claire and Ty Dawson. Thank you for your continued support. And Claire, your sticker's in the mail eventually.
All right. Yes, thank you all so much for that.
Anything else we need to talk about or should talk about?
Nothing I really think of now.
Okay, I guess we can wrap it up here then. We will continue to live in fear of Vince McMahon smashing in our door and interrupting our recording session.
One of these days.
The end.